Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. For another night, another time, another opportunity that we can come into the presence of the Lord. Amen. For we know that it is here that the Lord has commanded a blessing, and we believe it. Amen. Because as the scripture declares, where two or three are gathered together in his name, amen, he will be in the midst. Amen. And certainly there are more than two or three of us that are gathered here on tonight. So we know that the Lord is in the midst. We know that God is in control. Listen, people of God, we just give him the right of way to do what he will in the midst of us, do what he will, speak to our hearts. Glory to God. And we just declare that we will not leave this line the same. Amen. We will not leave this line the same, and we should always come to, amen, the presence of the Lord, declaring and decreeing that we will not leave the same. Whatever is on our hearts, whatever is in our spirit, we come boldly before the throne of grace, that the Lord, amen, Jesus, that the Lord would look upon us, that the Lord would refresh us, that the Lord would answer, amen, Jesus, and meet our needs. So, people of God, as you're coming, always come, be intentional. As we always said, we've not said it in a while, but we want you to be intentional in your coming before the presence of the Lord. Always be intentional, people of God. Always put a demand on heaven. Put a demand on the Holy Ghost to speak to your heart. Amen. Glory to God. Meet your needs. Give you direction. Ah, yes, always, always, always. Don't come empty. Don't come empty. Don't just come to be coming, but be intentional in your coming. Glory to God. And listen, if you don't have any needs that need to be met, people of God, listen, certainly put someone else on your mind, in your heart, in your spirit that you know that needs an answer or the need divine intervention from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So that's what we always want to do. We want to be productive. We want to be productive. This is a very productive broadcast. The Lord is doing great things, and we're so grateful for all that he is doing. He is certainly doing great things in the midst of us, and we are so glad. We're so very glad. Amen. And we're excited about what the Lord is doing. Amen. Listen, when you have something good, you want to tell someone else about it. You want to tell someone out. You always want to tell someone about the goodness. Amen. Listen, you want to let it, listen, you want to let it be known. You want to shout it upon the housetops. However you can get it out, we want to get it out. Mm-hmm. So we're grateful to the Lord today. Grateful to you. People of God, want to ask you again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. Listen, people of God, we don't try to push numbers. No, we do not. Glory to God, because the numbers take care of themselves. We give God thanks and praise. We are touching base in 80 countries now. So we're not asking you just to get numbers up. We're not pushing numbers. No, 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 no. Glory to God. We're not pushing numbers, but we're pushing this word. We are pushing the word of God. We're pushing because we know that someone needs a word from the Lord. And that's why we always ask you to invite, 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 because someone's life may be depending on the very word that comes on the night that you invite people to come to this line. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God again. Glory to God, we are broadcasting in 80 countries, touching in the millions now, people that are listening on our broadcast, on our radio side, and we're thanking God for them. We thank God for each of you that are listening internationally. We bless God for you. Thank you for helping us to get this word out. Get it out, get it out, get it out. We thank God for those of you internationally that are downloading these broadcasts, that are being blessed by the word that are coming over these airways. So we thank God for you. We bless God for you. Amen, Jesus. And we're just trying to get this word out at any cost. Amen. It's the will of God that none be lost, but that all would come to repentance. Amen. And we're all seeking direction. We're all seeking for the light. Amen. Glory to God. And we know that the word of God brings light, amen, into dark situations. The Word of God brings healing. The Word of God brings restoration. The Word of God, again, brings direction. Glory be to God. It comes and it strengthens us. Yes, it does. So we're grateful to the Lord, amen, for all that he's doing by his word, amen. He sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and delivered them, as the scripture declares, from all of their distresses, from all of their situations, all of the things, glory to God, amen, that they found themselves in that was contrary to the divine will of God. And people of God, he's still sending his word, and he's still healing, delivering, and setting his people free. So again, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and invite someone, glory to God, let them come and let them be blessed. Amen. The word will do the work. We thank God for each of you on tonight. We want to thank God for, amen, first and foremost, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanking the Lord for him. Amen. He is the head of this line. People of God, he's the head of this broadcast, and we're so grateful because he is moving by his spirit. Exponential growth. So we bless God for the growth, amen, because he's doing it all by his spirit. We thank God on tonight, amen, for, I want to thank God tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.G. James. Thanking God for him. Thanking God tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Glory to God. Amen. Thanking the Lord tonight for our senior apostle. Glory be to God. Thanking God for the apostle and prophet Samuel Huggins James, amen, and for Lady Huggins James, thanking the Lord for her, amen. Jesus, thanking God tonight, amen, for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, as well as my pastor, amen, Bishop Tina, glory to God, just thanking God for him and Lady Tina. Thanking God tonight, amen, Jesus, for our PNN advisors, thanking him for our prayer warriors, our scripture readers, amen, and thanking God for you, all of the leaders that come to this line. Thanking God for you. Thanking God tonight, glory be to God, for, amen, you, and you. We just want to let you know that you are somebody special to us, and we appreciate you. We appreciate you for coming. We appreciate you, people of God. Listen, we do want to let you know, amen, for any of our newcomers, this is a recorded line. You can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. We'll graciously, amen, give it to you. It doesn't cost you anything, but we'll give you two numbers at the end whereby you can text and get your copy of the broadcast. You got to listen. Also, we want to let you know, amen, Jesus, you can also go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page, Prayer News Network, PNN, Prayer Network Facebook page, because we are broadcasting live there, amen, simultaneously, even as we are broadcasting. So you can go out to our prayer group, the 52 page. You can go out there. We're broadcasting there as well. One more way, in the event that you don't have Facebook, you can do Prayer News Network. Amen. And we are live simultaneously. We're going across all three of those means of getting this word out at the same time. And we thank God for it. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So we thank you. Glory to God. I bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. I tell you, people of God, I just feel the Holy Ghost on tonight. Amen. I believe in great on tonight. Amen. So get your pencil, your paper, people of God, we're on tonight. Ever. We always the Lord. And glory to God. Light God. Glory to God. Let the fire of God come and sanctify any thoughts, amen, any tampering, glory to God, any wicked, evil way, any thought, glory to God, we bring that down so that the word of God can have fruit course. Isn't that right? Glory to God. The Lord ordained it so. Amen. So we're going to ask Missionary Fan if she would to come and give us our prayer of sanctification on the night, sanctify the line. And then after that, we're going to ask Sister Mary Hollins to come and bring our scripture. Glory to God. And people of God, we want you again, go ahead and invite invite to this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Tonight, people of God, I want to go ahead and introduce our speaker as well, so that after the prayer, I mean, after scripture, glory to God, our speaker can come on forth and grace the platform. And tonight, people of God, as you know, we have a longstanding commitment from this woman of God for Sunday and Monday nights, and we're so grateful for that. Amen, Jesus. She's coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. We're so grateful that the Lord has called us to cross, and she's now there in Alabama, where our headquarters church is, which is Jerusalem for Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide. Amen. Our speaker tonight, people of God, is none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. Amen. So after our scripture reading, what you will hear will be that of our speaker, Prophetess Duncombe. God bless you, missionary fan. You have the platform.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we glorify your holy name. Lord, we thank you right now for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your love towards us tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to give you praise and glory and honor. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look once again upon this line, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look on each and every one of us tonight that come to the line, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us and forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for every iniquity, for every all transgression, for everything, Lord God, we may have said and done, Lord God, that you wasn't pleased with. We come tonight just to repent, Lord God, that we may come before your throne boldly, Lord God, with no sin, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Lord God, that we may be able to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercy. We thank you right now, Lord God, for allowing us to come back to the line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight asking you to look upon each and every one of us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, asking you to move by your Spirit and by your mighty powers this night. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. So we just come, Lord God, just to reference you tonight, Lord God, just to let you know that we thank you, we appreciate you, we love you, Lord God, and we do adore you. We're asking you right now, Lord God, just to have your way. Let your will be done, Lord God, in each and every one of our lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you if there is sick among us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to heal this night, deliver, set free tonight in the name of Jesus. Touch somebody's mind, Lord God. Touch someone's heart tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, they may hear your word tonight, Lord God, and that they may give their life unto you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, for we know that you're in the blessing business, you're in the healing business, and you're in the saving business, Lord. And we ask you this night to save, Lord God, someone tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to move mightily on this line tonight, Lord God. Again, Lord God, help us to be hearers of your word, Lord God, but most of all, help us to be doers. Help us to apply it unto our daily life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the speaker on tonight, your mouthpiece, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move mightily, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to hear Spirit is saying unto us, Lord God, that's coming through her tonight. In the name of Jesus, move on, Minister Bradley. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask you this day, Lord God, to supply every one of her needs. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come Just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for all things, Lord God. We thank you for what you're going to do tonight, Lord God. We praise you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll be so careful, Lord, to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus.
Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN and Bible, to the PNN Prayer Wall, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 40th chapter of Isaiah, the 27th through the 31st verse. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Thou not known? As thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no stretching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I have read to you the 40th chapter of Isaiah, the 27th through the 31st verse. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of God's holy word.
Master Jesus, yes, God, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, God, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, God, you're worthy tonight. Oh, Holy Ghost, we thank you tonight. We give you Shandera Behasaya, God, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. We give you the praise on tonight, Lord God. We lift you up. Anointing all on me. Anointing all on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, let it fall on us. Release it, Lord. Release it, Jesus. Release it tonight, God. Release your power tonight. Release your presence tonight. We need you, oh God. We worship you. You're notable host. We give you the glory. Oh, God, you're worthy. I'm unshandled of a host. You're worthy tonight, God. We give you praise. We honor you with the fruit of our lips. We thank you for this night, God, that you have made, God. We come together to praise you, to worship you. We come together to lift up the name of Jesus. And I want to thank you tonight, Rabbi Shanda, tonight, God, for moving by your spirit. We thank you for this PNN prayer line, this lifeline that has a direct connection to the throne room of God, to the glory of God. We thank God tonight for the protocol that has been established. Hallelujah for our leaders. Bless his name tonight. Pastor Lindsay, my pastor, glory be to God, the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, Minister Bradley, Evangelist Bradley, a prayer warriors and advisors tonight. I greet you from every nation, those that have tuned in, that have come to hear what the Spirit, glory be to God, is saying on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I do give, I won't take these opportunities lightly. I don't take exactly what God is doing and what God is saying, because he is speaking, but who is listening? And tonight, even as Evangelist Bradley said, there's such, I feel, an anointing over the, glory to God, yes, over this line tonight. I feel a shift over this line. I feel the presence of Almighty God. I was in prayer most of the day, and so I feel I feel the presence of the Lord tonight, glory be to God. And I hope that whatever said tonight, that it would cause us to come closer to God, and that it would open our eyes to hear, our ears to hear, I'm sorry, and our eyes to see what is happening and what God is saying. Hallelujah unto us in this hour. And so, God, I thank you for your word, that your word will come forth with clarity, with power and authority, that your word would come to bring change and deliverance, that your word would come to set the captive free. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you speak what we need to hear. You have the platform tonight. You are in control tonight. And so I want to take this time out to say thank you, sir. Thank you, Master, that you would bless your people everywhere in Jesus' name. And tonight I'm going to deal with a topic, and it's a vision that God has given me on a Saturday, day of the fifth month, 2020. So this was something that God had shown me a few years ago. And as I was searching and asking the Lord, what can I say? Because so many messages are coming across and so many different speakers, and you're being blessed by them all. And God knows what we need. But he gave me this vision, and I've never really shared it before, but he impressed on me to share it. Because this vision, it deals with disobedience, and it deals with obedience. And the topic tonight is obedience is better than sacrifice, and don't get distracted. Bless his name. And so as I go into this tonight, I'm dealing with the vision, like I said to you, God gave me in 2022 concerning distractions and disobedience, how the consequences can be deadly if God is not with you. This is the time, glory to God, and God began to speak to me as loud as I'm speaking to you. He said, this is the glory to God tonight. This is the time, hallelujah, and the season God is calling for complete obedience. Hallelujah. He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Glory to God tonight. The dream that the Lord gave me took me to the word of God in the book of 1 Kings chapter 13, which I will read in a little while. With the disobedient prophet and the consequences, what a debt it cost him his life. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we're living, God said, we're living in a time, hallelujah, and a season where major distractions are happening in the body of Christ. A lot of deception happening to prophetic words, voices and words that is saying, God say, hallelujah, when he did not speak. Glory to God. So we got to be careful what is coming into our hearing in this last hour. In this chapter, you will see where God put a lying spirit in the mouth of the older prophet to test the younger prophet, how he was easily persuaded and left the assignment, disobeyed God, and the end of his life was death. And so we've got to be careful. If God gives us an assignment, don't get distracted. I was seeking God and asking him, what should I say to these people? What should I say tonight to encourage them? Bless his name. The vision that God gave me in 2020 is what he placed, like I said, in my spirit to talk about tonight. Bless his name. That's what he brought to me. I came to encourage you to don't lose focus. Don't get distracted by anyone or anything. Do not let no one pull you away from your assignment. Many of us have assignments in and over our lives that God has given us years ago, and it's tugging at our heart to do it, and we have yet to move our feet. God said tonight, don't get distracted and put away from your assignment. He reminded me that this is the year, the time and the season to be watchful, prayerful, and willing and obedient to his voice and his word and his will. These are the last days, God said. These are the days to stay on your faces. Hallelujah. These are the days of labor and sorrow. Bless his name. Hallelujah. We're living in the time that is evil. Hallelujah. We're, we can see evil all over the place, and it's getting worse, and it's about to get worse. The days for finding excuses, God began to speak, being slothful, complacent, disobedient. Hallelujah, and lazy is over. It is the time for his glory to be revealed in the body of Christ and of his people. Hallelujah, this is a time for unity in the body of Christ, to put away all differences and negativity and anything that does not glorify him in our lives. Hallelujah, tonight, Jesus, he is in complete control, and there is nothing no one can do to stop what God said. There is nothing that no one can do to stop what he's doing right now. Hallelujah, and about to do throughout this year and the years ahead of us. Obedience right now to the will of God should be our top priority. That's what God spoke to me. God is looking for desperation, and commitment from the pulpit to the door. Bless his name. He said this message is not just for the church, but nations. And so God gave me this a long time ago. I didn't know I was going to be on such a line as this. But he said, this nation, he spoke to me, it's also for the nation. And I'm dealing with 1 Kings chapter 1, chapter 13, 1, and I'll read as fast as the Lord will let me. He said, and behold, came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Hallelujah. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus said the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign, the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord had spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, which means to be torn or tear, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. Bless his name. And it came to pass when King Jeroboam, heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he, hallelujah tonight, God, that hallelujah tonight, Jesus, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. And so he tells them, because the man of God came and prophesied against the altar, this king decided that he wanted to arrest this man. So he tells them, lay hold on him. And his hand, which he put forth against the man of God, the Bible said, it dried up in again. Verse 5 said, the altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me that my hand may be restored to me again. And so the same person he was coming up against, he needed that same person to pray for God to restore him. And God will do things in your life like that when people come up against you. They will have to come back to you to ask you pardon or to ask you to pray for them. Hallelujah. And the man of God restored the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thy throne, I will not go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink no water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way, verse 10, and returned by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the word which he had spoken unto the king, them they told as told to their father. And their father said unto him, what way went he? For his sons had seen which way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass, which is the donkey. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon. And he went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak tree. And he said unto him, Art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, Come home with me and eat bread. And he said unto him, and he said, I may not to go with thee, neither will I eat bread or drink water with thee in this place. For it was said unto me by the word of the Lord, Thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink no water, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. And he said unto him, I am a prophet, also as thou art. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, Bring him back with thee unto thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drink water. And so the instructions that God gave this young prophet, he now allowed this older prophet to say that an angel speak to me that God said you must come. And so he turned and went with this man. Bless his name. That was clear disobedience to what God had given him to do. And it came to pass as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. Now God is speaking to the older prophet to tell this man of God what God said. This is what he said. And verse 21, he said, And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, Thus said the Lord, Hallelujah tonight, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and has eaten bread and drank water in the place of which the Lord did say to thee, Eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass or your body or you shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass after he had eaten the bread and after he had drank that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back, bless his name, and he went and he was gone. A lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it, and the lion stood by the carcass. And behold, men passed by, cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass, and they came and told it in the city where the old prophet was. And so it is highly unlikely that a lion will kill you and not eat you, and not eat the donkey that he was riding, but to show the power of God. Hallelujah, that God is able to do anything but fail. God allowed that lion to stay there with that donkey and the man's carcass to prove a point, to show the disobedience. And so when we are being disobedient, we got to be mindful that God is in control and he will get your attention one way or another. And verse 26 says, And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, It is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord had delivered him unto the lion, which had torn him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake unto him. Hallelujah. And so I'll stop right there, and I will go into the message tonight. Bless his name. I just needed to read that so we can understand, glory to God, how disobedient, what disobedience can cause you in this hour, of course, any one of us. Bless his name. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. And so I'm going to go now and tell you about the vision that God has shown me and what God revealed to me. God took me into a vision and he showed me how much disobedience and material things can cause our lives. That when he gave us instruction or give us instruction, he had expect us to carry out those instructions. No hallelujah tonight. No hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. No matter who comes behind and question it or ask us to do something different. As we just read the story in the Bible, he was on an assignment and God gave him specific direct instruction, and he decided to let a prophet that God put the lion tongue in this prophet's mouth to say an angel said that you must come back. But if an angel speaks to you, hallelujah, and God gave you a different message, then that means God is saying you need to stop and think before you move, because you just might be avoiding your assignment, which can cause you come in under the judgment seat of Almighty God. And so he disobeyed God. And so this vision that he gave me about disobedience reminds me of this disobedient prophet. And it also reminds me of the prophet Jonah. Then he disobeyed God. Then God gave him specific instruction, and he allowed another person to persuade him. Jonah decided that he didn't want to go to Nineveh, so he took a shortcut. But he ended up in the belly of the whale. And so in my vision, I found myself at a business place attending some businesses. I decided to step outside to get some fresh air. I was, glory to God tonight, I was standing with a number of people talking outside in the front of this building. I started looking across the opposite side of the street, which was an open area with a lot of bushes and trees. Suddenly, the earth started to shake. Hallelujah. It moved. It was moving up and down like the waves of the sea. Those around me were not aware of what was happening. So I started to call out to them, pointing in the direction of the destruction that was happening before our very eyes. As I looked, I saw the earth opened up, and I saw a large sinkhole appear. I have never seen a sinkhole in my life with my natural eyes. So I was amazed by what was happening. The earth, hallelujah, tonight started to swallow up the trees, and everything was going underneath the earth. I don't remember exactly if I was in the United States or I was back home in the Bahamas, but it was a scary thing to witness, bless his name, to see something happening like this right before my eyes, and to be caught up directly in the middle of what was happening. When I saw what was happening in my vision, bless his name, as we continued to watch the sinkhole, it got bigger and wider, and suddenly the earth began to move as it was dancing, and it was shaking, and I can't explain it, but it was just a unique sight to see. It was just different. So I realized it was an earthquake that was happening. We got caught up in it, in this earthquake, and began to get worse. The whole area started to fall apart and deteriorate rapidly. I saw great devastation and destruction right before my very eyes. All of a sudden, everyone began to run in all different directions for a safe place to hide. But there was no place to hide or to run to. God had made a way of escape for me. He had made, in that vision, I had a way to get out of there. But I got distracted like this prophet I just read about and turned back and almost lost my life. What I turned back for, when I got to a certain distance from the building, I realized that I forgot my phone. In the building, I left my phone. So I decided in the midst of all this chaos that I'm going to get a phone. Bless his name. So I turned back to get it, and I looked back like Lot's wife in Genesis chapter 19, and looking back can cost you your death, because it almost cost me my death. As I turned back to get my phone, the building was nowhere to be found. It disappeared. I started running for another safe place. I ran until I ended up in the back of someone's yard. I could not figure out, bless his name, how I got there, but I ended up there. And suddenly I came face to face with a pack pit bull, some of the biggest dogs I've ever seen. As fast as I could run, I run for my life to a safe place, to try to find a safe place. But they continued to follow me, so I run as fast as I can and trying to find this place. I ended up to a dead end with a wall, bless his name. And as I ended up in this dead end, I had to turn back. Blessed name, I had no other choice but to turn back. There was a high wall at the dead end, so it was too high for me to climb. I had no choice but to start walking back. As I started walking back in my vision, I came face to face with one of the biggest pit bull dogs I have ever seen in my life. It was over 5 feet tall. The size of it was so huge, like the size of a horse that you can have rode on this big pit bull. Great fear. I became so afraid. Fear came upon me that I have never experienced before in my whole life, people of God, tonight. He came at me to destroy me. He was ready to eat me alive. But suddenly, glory to God, I heard the voice of God spoke to me. And all the fear left me. In spite of what I faced, the fear just left me. The Spirit of God began to minister to me and reminded me that I have authority. Glory to God tonight. He reminded me that he gave me authority over all the plans of the devil. As I stepped into that authority, the Spirit of God spoke to me and instructed me on what to do. He told me to not be afraid, just hold him by the neck. And so I gathered him and I grabbed him by the neck as I was instructed to do, and the dog suddenly calmed down. He calmed right down. And God said, he gave me this authority, and he gave us, the people of God, he said this to me, that he gave us authority and power and dominion over all the powers of the enemy on this earth. Bless his name tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so I continue to hold the neck of this pit bull. It was almost as tall as I am, and I'm 5 feet 7 inches tall, and so it was almost the height that I am. It was so easy, for me to really hold on to the neck. While I was walking, holding this huge pit bull, I came face to face with an army of pit bulls coming at me. They were standing in line as if they were about to attack me. Hallelujah tonight, but they couldn't touch me. As long as I was holding on to the biggest one, God showed me that as long as I stayed focused on what he said, I was safe, and those demons had no power to attack me. The one I held on to, he was the one that was the leader of the pack. And so they were waiting on a command from him to attack me. All of them were growling, and, you know, you can see their teeth, they were ready to really devour me. But I stayed calm during the whole ordeal and depended on God to deliver me out of the death trap that I had put myself in. As I held on to this dog, using him as an escape route, I woke up and pondered. I began to think about this vision that I had seen, and I know those dogs were demons assigned to destroy my life. Bless his name. And so as I sat thinking about that vision tonight, people of God, he began to speak to me. He brought his word to me concerning what is happening in the earth and what is about to happen. He said he showed me what was happening in the church through that same vision, what is about to take place, and how many in the churches are bound by material things. Glory to God. My phone was a material thing that had me bound to the point where I decided to go back and risk my life. And he said, many in the body of Christ are in bondage by a phone, by a device that they are using right now. He told me the pit bulls were demons on assignment sent to destroy my life. He said to me that many in the churches are being led by demonic forces called distraction, called procrastination, hindrance, slothfulness, laziness, disobedience, rebellion, and carelessness. He said to me, these are not just words. These are demonic forces assigned to distract and cause many to live as if he is not watching us. He's hallelujah tonight, glory to God. He said to me that he has given many assignments for ministry that many have yet to obey. Glory to God. What is your assignment tonight, that hallelujah tonight, that God has given you, that you have yet to say what God has instructed you to do? Many have yet to step out in faith without money. Glory be to God. Trusting God. Some people waiting until they finish this and have this and this. him. He said, step out in faith and do the work of evangelism. But they have yet to obey his voice. Bless his name tonight. They are too busy building their own lives. Many in the body of Christ are too busy with their own lives, their own assignment, doing their own thing. He spoke to me about how so many in the churches and the body of Christ are walking in disobedience to what he asked us to do. This is a major problem in his sight. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. And in his kingdom, he said this disobedience, he said many are disobedient to his will and his word. And it is one of the major problems. He said disobedience is one of the major problems in the body of Christ in his eyes. That many would rather obey the voice of man rather than his voice or his word. He revealed to me the consequences of our action when we don't follow his guidelines. Bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah tonight, God. When he tells us what to do according to his word, he caused us to know that in spite of my, he caused me to know, I'm sorry, that in spite of my disobedience, he was with me in that dream, and the plans of the devil and every demonic assignment failed against my life. Bless his name. He said that what I did was like the disobedient prophet in the book of 1 Kings. Hallelujah. God gave him specific instruction, but he allowed that prophet to deceive him. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. Glory to God. And so God is saying we must be careful who is speaking into our hearing. This man of God listened to someone that caused him to disobey a direct instruction. Hallelujah, tonight, that God had given him. Who God tonight? Are we disobeying a direct instruction that God has given us tonight? Or are we, my God, as God, are we obeying God tonight? Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Many of us today are walking down the same road where we're listening to another voice. Hallelujah. Know my voice. And a stranger they will not hear. Many people in the body of Christ, God said, is listening to the voice of strangers. Hallelujah. When we disobey what God is saying and obey what man is saying, we may find ourselves in trouble like that man of God with God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And can eventually end up in serious condition or dead like he died. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. Not just physically dead, but there can be a spiritual death in your life like Adam and Eve. God tells Adam and Eve, if you touch this tree, you shall surely die. Hallelujah, Jesus. They didn't die right away, but they had a spiritual death, and they lost their connection with God. Bless his name on tonight. But there can be a spiritual death in your life, and so we don't want to die spiritually. And so God is saying tonight, it is time to obey my instruction. It's time to do what I ask you to do. Adam and Eve experienced spiritual death, which lost and broke every relationship that they had with God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And eventually, they had a physical death. When he was done speaking these words to me, hallelujah, he spoke to me and told me to go to his word to understand what he was showing me about the earth that was shaken. And he took me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 24, glory to God, from verses 1. It said to me, thank you, Jesus, behold, the Lord makes the earth empty and maketh it waste and turneth it upside down. Hallelujah, Jesus, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with the master, as with the maid, so with the mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. And that is verse 2. Verse 3, the land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord had spoken this word. The earth mourned and faded away. The world languished and faded away. The haughty people or proud people of the earth do languish. The earth is also defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the Lord and changed the ordinances of God, broken the everlasting covenant. And if you look around, the laws of God are being broken. The earth is shaken, earthquakes, diverse places. The waves and the seas are roaring. And so God is showing us by his word that this is happening right now in the earth. In verse 5, it says, the earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the Lord, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore the curse had devoured the earth. Hallelujah. Dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left. Don't we see that people are dying by the thousands and the millions? He said only a few are going to be left because of what is coming upon the face of the earth. Verse 7 said, the new wine mourneth and the wine languisheth. All the merry-hearted do sigh. The mirth of the tabaret ceased. The noise of them that rejoice ended, and the joy of the harp ceased. And so what he's saying is that right now, we can't even really celebrate the way we want, because God said, I'm shutting down all the celebrations. Don't you see COVID-19 shut down everything? He said, I'm shutting down everything. He said in verse 9, they shall not drink wine with a song. Strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it, those who like to drink. He said, I'm going to make it taste bitter in your mouth. The city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up that no man come in. Glory be to God. And if you hear this, it sounds like COVID-19. It sounds like desolation. It sounds like what is happening right now. He said, there is a cry. There is a crying for the wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. In the city is left desolation. Hallelujah, Jesus, tonight. Side down. And verse 15 says, wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fire, even the name of the Lord God of Israel, in the isles of the sea. So he's talking about the islands of the sea. The island is included in this with the nations. He says, fear, verse 17 says, fear and pit and the sneer are upon thee, O inhabitants of earth. And so God is talking to the whole earth concerning what he's about to do and what is about to take place in this last hour. And it shall come to pass, let me go down some more, bless his name, and it says, verse 20 says, and the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, because what I saw in the vision, the earth was moving up and down like someone who was drunk. Hallelujah. It shall move up and down like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall. And so this earth is falling apart because of the iniquity and what is happening. And not rising, that it shall fall and not rise again. God said heaven and earth is getting ready to pass away, people of God. And so we got to be obedient and draw closer to God. He said, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the hosts of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. They shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in prison. After many days they shall be visited. The moon shall be confounded and the sun ashamed when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his ancient grievously. And so God is getting ready to move people of God in a supernatural way upon the face of the earth. Isaiah chapter 13 and verse 13 says, therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall be moved out of a place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall be as the chaste ones, and as a sheep that has no one taken up. And they they shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone to his own land. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives shall be raped or ravaged. Their bones, hallelujah tonight, glory be to God, their bones also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. And so God is saying what's getting ready to happen, and we've seen it happen already, that the children are not being spared. The babies are not being spared, but he's being spared. The spirit of death is moving to bloodshed, violence, and murder, raping, and all kinds of things are happening. And so God is showing us by his word tonight. Hallelujah, God. When a nation is disobedient, these are the consequences that are going to happen. Ezekiel chapter 7 says, also thou son of man, thus said the Lord God unto the land of Israel, and end is come upon the four corners of the earth. God said the end is come upon the four corners of the earth. Now the end is come upon you, and I will send my anger upon thee, and will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense upon thee all thine abominations. Verse 4 said, and my eyes shall not spare thee, glory to God, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense thy ways upon thee, and thine abomination shall be in the midst of thee, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus said the Lord, and evil, behold, is come, and it is come upon the four corners of the earth. And so God is letting us know by his word that what we are seeing has been written years ago, centuries ago, and it's going to happen. It started already. Glory to God. God said, when all of these things that is happening, which we have heard already and started already, he said, men's hearts will begin to fail them. Heart attacks and heart failures, mind battles, a lot of things that are happening is bringing on the nations right now. Luke 21 and 26 says, men's hearts will fail them from fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Glory be to God tonight. And Psalms 85 and 2 tells us that they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundation of the earth are out of course. Don't you see the earth is moving out of its axis? The earth is shifting and shaking off its axis. And underneath the earth is heating up. Underneath the water system, that's why you have tsunamis, because the water, there's an earthquake that is happening in the ocean basin that is pushing the waves to the shore. And so God is telling us tonight, I'm shaking the heavens, I'm shaking the earth, I'm shaking the seas. And verse 7 says, and I will shake all nations. And so when I see this and the nations are here, God said in verse 7 of Haggai chapter 2, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. And so God is going to shake the nations, and he's calling all the people from the nations that is going to come into his house, and this house will be filled with the glory of the Lord. And he said, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and I will shake the earth, said the Lord. So back then, as we look at the word of God, hallelujah, God gave his prophets messages for leaders of nations. Hallelujah, Jesus, for leaders of as we see here in this voice. And so Haggai had this message for Zerubbabel, who was the governor of Judah, to warn him about the impending destruction that was coming upon the land. We're in a time, people of God, where people no longer want to hear judgmental or warning messages. A lot of people like the blessing messages. A lot of people like prosperity gospel. They like the smooth, clean words. But how many know God is not only a God of prosperity. He's a God that loves us, and he wants us to know the truth, and he wants us to come up higher, and he wants us to be prepared for what is happening. And so we see the fishes of the sea in verse 20 and verse 30, and Ezekiel 38 and 20, it talks about the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and the creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the deep places, shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground, said the Lord tonight. And so God is getting ready to move. I don't care if you live in a gated community. I don't care how your house is on the hill. God said the hills are coming down. The mountain is going to move out of its place. Glory to God. And so God is getting ready to move, people of God, in a supernatural way, in the name of Jesus. And so as I searched and read these scriptures, God began to speak to me. He said that he is showing me what he's about to do across the nation and the world at large. He is moving by devastation and destruction. It's going to get worse for the rebellious, the disobedient, and the stubborn ones. But it will be well with his people, the remnants. And he said so many that act like they don't belong to him. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. And he is exposing them in this hour. God is exposing those who come like angels of light. Glory. God is exposing those that are wolves in sheep's clothing in this last hour. He began speaking and revealing to me how I almost lost my life because of my phone. He said to me that my phone meant so much to me that I, my God, let down, oh God, Jesus, and let me down a path of destruction. He said my phone was so much to me that I was willing to take a risk to get it. Bless his name on tonight. I was willing to go back into a place that was falling apart for it. He glory to God on tonight. It was more valuable to me than my life and my safety. And a lot of people are like that right now in the name of Jesus. It became my focus. I ignored what was happening just to get my phone rather than finding a way of escape. I chose going back to danger. He spoke to me and said my phone was a major distraction. It caused me to deviate off the path and lose my way. I acted as if my life depended on my phone. He said that many of us in this hour are letting our phone take its place. It is getting between him and spending with him that we should be spending with him. Our phones are a distraction to many of them in the body of Christ. That's what I heard the Lord spoke to my spirit, especially during the pandemic. Glory to God. He said our phones mean so much to us that most people would spend more time on their phones than in his word. They would spend more time on the phone than in prayer, than fasting, than worship, than praises. He said we choose it over his word many times. Bless his name. And if we examine ourselves tonight, we will know that it's true tonight, because I find myself in the same position. Glory be to God on tonight. Hallelujah, God. When he says to spend time in his presence, many of us will have to take our phones with us. Hallelujah. We want our phones to be right by our side. Glory be to God. He said to me that phone has become an idol in the lives of many church people. He said our phones hold more value to us than the things of the spirit, some of us, and the word of God. He said many will spend hundreds of dollars on a phone, but think it had to spend it on a Bible. Glory be to God on tonight. He said many of his people spend more time on Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Zoom, Messenger, TikTok, and whatever you have you. Oh, God, on tonight, I was playing games, glory be to God, scrolling on websites, glory to God, YouTube, etc. My God, using it to watch perverted movies, glory to God. Scrolling on website and using YouTube to watch perverted movies with foul languages, glory to God. Googling things without checking how much time they spend on their phone or any device they use. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah tonight. Thank you, oh God, tonight. Lord, I praise you tonight, Jesus. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Oh God, thank you on tonight, Jesus. Lord God, be in the midst of us tonight. Oh God, have your way tonight. Thank you, Jesus. He said, when it comes to the things of the Spirit, like prayer and studying the Word, worship and praising Him, spending time in His presence, we put a limit on how long we should spend time with Him because we have other things to do, even our jobs. We work 8 hours or more in a day without thinking about it. Some work 2 and 3 jobs, so they don't have time for God or the things of God the way He desires us to have time. Thank you, Lord God, tonight. We even find ourselves getting weary and falling asleep, glory to God, while the prayer or the studying of the Bible is taking place. Glory to God. He said to me, even when we're going out, if we forget our phones, no matter how far we are from where we left it, we will turn back to get it, just like I did. Bless the name of the living God. But many will not treat their Bibles like this. They dare not turn back to get their Bibles if they left it on the way to church. Thank you, Lord, on tonight. And that is because many no longer have a physical Bible because it's now in our food. We can take go on our food, and there is the Bible, so we no longer feel it necessary to carry a Bible to church. So they find it, my God, in the name of Jesus. He said many can't live without their phones in this hour. If they're without a phone, they feel lost, but they can live without the Bible. Many Bibles are on the shelf catching dust, hallelujah, because some people don't know the last. They took up their Bible to study it or to even read it. He said to me, the phone had become an idol before him, the way so many put so much value and so much emphasis on it, even in his house, in his presence, while worship or service is going on, the teaching, the preaching, etc. Many are on their phones, tablets, iPad, or some kind of device in the presence of Almighty God. They're on their phones as if they are at home or someplace else. Many will receive calls, and they will leave the presence of the Lord to go outside and answer a call or a text message or just do it in the presence or do it right in the house of God with no fear of God. He said, look at the courtroom. The courtroom, they have guidelines and restrictions. If the courtroom rules and restrictions is not carried out, then there are consequences. You have to obey the court orders that the judge gives you, which states that all phone must be turned off, the volume either turned down or something that don't disturb the court session. He said many of those who say they are saved or call themselves Christians have no fear of him. They do not value his house or his presence. They take him lightly. It is only his mercy, glory to God, and his grace why many are not consumed by the breath of his mouth. Hallelujah tonight, God. He said, hallelujah, from the pulpit to the door, there is no fear of value for him or his presence. He said, in many of the churches, he said, many fear and value the word of the law of men than they do the word and the law of God. He said, many have been walking in the counsel in the way of the ungodly and standing in the way of sinners and sitting in the seat of the scornful. He said, their delight, yet their light is not in the law of the Lord. And that's Psalms 1:1-2. Many leaders have not been leading by example. That's what God told me. He said, many think they are exempt from taking part in praise and worship. He said, many of them sit down with their leg crossed in his pulpit on their phones and tablets, iPads, while service is going on. But when they get to the mic, they expect everyone to do what they say. They answer calls during service, which is a major distraction in the house of God and in his presence. No kind of example for the younger generation that have an addiction for technical devices in this hour. He said, how could they stop this generation his house or his presence when they themselves are no examples and don't have the fear of God in them. Bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If many would read his word and see how dreadful and terrible he is, when Israel disobeyed him, there were consequences for their actions. Bless his name on tonight. And we know the story about Israel. How they disobeyed God over and over, over and over. And God keep giving them a chance. And God keep having mercy upon them. And so God said, and God took me, and he started talking to me about even the parents. He said some parents think that their kids are too young to sit and listen, but not too young to be on tablets and iPads and laptops and phones, or sit and play with toys during services in the house of God while worship or the word is going on. And that is because they don't train them like the word of God said. It starts at home. Training starts at home from the day they were born. That's when training began, not when they turn one and up. Kids today are wiser but weaker. Like the Bible says, they are very smart and intelligent. God showed me that my phone meant so much to me that it almost cost me my life. I could have been eaten alive, but glory to God, he had the anointing on my life saved me. And that's what God said to me. He said, because of the anointing and my favor over your life, you are spared from those demonic attacks. The anointing and the presence of God is upon you. When you have that upon you, you must know that you are well protected. His word said, if we go through the fire, he is with us. If we go through the flood, he is with us. We will not drown in the water. He promised never to leave us or never forsake us. He promised to be with us until the end of this world. God said many in the body of Christ have the same problem. They are attached to their phone. It's their life, their phone, their source, their joy, their God. Most of them have everything concerning their lives in our phones. We know that everything that we do is in our phones. Tablets, laptops, iPads, or some kind of device, a bank account, businesses, ministries, information, contact to families and friends. The history of our lives are in the system, which seems that many depend on these devices more than they rely or depend on the word of God. Many live without the Bible but cannot and do not live without their phone. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Thank you, Lord. He said this is the last hour before his coming, and the spirit of distraction is at an all-time high like we have never seen it before, more powerful and more fierce. He said, glory be to God, the system of the beast is now being set up in place. The one world religion and order is now coming into full effect worldwide. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. He asked me, what do many of his people do that depends on internet, phones and computers and iPads and tablets and laptops and TVs for information, when you can't probably buy or sell, when you can't buy data, what will you do? Bless his name. And so we think about it, and it comes to the point where we can't do nothing without the phone. God is saying some people really need to be delivered. He said many in the churches are so relaxed and contented. Many in leadership are complacent and dying. They have become trustful, comfortable, and unconcerned, and not teaching and preparing his people for what is about to happen in the face of the earth. They are not sensitive to the time and the seasons that we are now living in, not hearing his voice, not paying attention to the signs that are fulfilling in the earth. My God, tonight, he said to me, most people in the body, hallelujah, tonight, in the body of Christ put more value on food than their lives and than their prayer lives and anything else they do for the kingdom of God. Glory to God tonight. He is oh, glory to God. He has so much of mercy upon us. God is so merciful toward us. He said fools have so much value. And God is asking us. He said he's asking for our undivided attention. In this last hour, our phones is causing us to be, you know, you could be praying and the phone ring and you are tempted and it distracts you from prayer. It is a major distraction in many, not everybody, because not everybody's addicted, but you have some people addicted to devices, addicted to these things that are, that, that that has given us access and making it easy for our lives. He's looking for available vessels. If we be honest and testify that it is true, but he said he's looking for available vessels that will give him the undivided attention without distraction. Someone that will spend quality time with him like the prophets of old, like Moses, Elijah, Jesus, Daniel, etc. God did, like the king of Nineveh did. Then Jonah went there. They gave God the undivided attention, and one day God turned the whole city around. They put away everything that was distracting them for that one day. They took that one day off from everything, from work, and shut the whole country down. Sometimes I believe these leaders need to shut down this whole country and give people a break, my God, so that we could turn to God. We need a prayer ritual for the whole country. It is going to take some sacrifice, pulling away from busy lifestyles, pulling away from devices that have us so tied up and so busy. It's going to take some sacrifices. God is saying tonight, hallelujah tonight, but this is the time now to let him take complete control of our lives, our spirits, our minds, our souls, hallelujah tonight, and our body. God is saying tonight, we are now in a new year, a new season, and a new era. Glory to God. He is doing a new thing. Glory to God. We have no more time, glory tonight, for procrastination, people of God. We have no more time tonight for jesting and joking, people of God. Do my ghost, Shandor of a host. He said, we have no more time to do it our way, the way we feel. God said to tell them, he said, I am the potter and you are the clay. It's all about me. Let me make you and melt you and mold you. Hallelujah to God tonight. He said he is scanning the earth. He's looking in the earth for desperate-minded, sold-out, available vessels. Glory to God tonight. People who are serious about evangelism. Men are dying and souls are crying. It is time to put away distraction and turn to God in true repentance. Hallelujah, I'm done tonight. But God is saying it's time to put away what is distracting you, what is holding you hostage, what is getting your attention more than God in this hour. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God tonight. God is calling us up higher. God is calling us into a secret place. God is calling us into a dwelling place. He is looking for available vessels. Are you available? Have you made yourself available? Lord, I got you. I demand all of a castata. He called of a higher. Lord, release an anointing tonight. Hallelujah, God, that will set the captive free. Release your power tonight. That will set the captive free in the name of Jesus. From every yoke of bondage, oh God, release a chain breaking anointing that will release us from distractions, oh God, from our wayward lifestyles, oh God. We need you, Lord God. I pray tonight, oh God, for nations, oh God, around the world, in the name of Jesus, that you would draw them, God, oh God, who is not saved, that they would be saved before it is too late, because you're shaking the heavens, and you're shaking the earth, and you're shaking man, and you're shaking the beast, you're shaking the fishes, and you're shaking the man, so call them a whole. Holy Banshekitaya, yes, God. You're shaking, God. God, I'm shaking the land. You don't see Ukraine being shaken by bombs. Ukraine being shaken by war. The Middle East is at crisis. So we see the shaking in the land. With the earthquake hitting, destroying so many places. Fires destroying places. God is shaking the heavens and shaking the earth. And he's saying, get rid of things that are distracting you and keeping you from my presence. Give me your undivided attention. Hallelujah. I'm calling you, God. I hear the voice. I'm calling you into another level, another dimension that you can hear me. Don't be like that disobedient prophet that God gave him instructions and he let somebody say, God said this. That's why it's important to know the voice of God and stick to what God said. No matter who comes your way, let them know this is what God tells me to do. And if you come with another word that I have as they listen to another voice. God said, do you know my voice? And tonight I give God a mashato to be cancer. Yes, God, it be kanshato. Yes, God, I give you the glory. And I give God the praise to koshere be cancer tonight. And I declare, God, that your word would go forward and do what it says to do and turn our hearts to you. And true repentance, God, and true worship, God, in the name of Jesus. And so the line is open tonight. God has spoken as he desired tonight. And God is calling someone tonight, calling you into the deeper things of God, into deeper revelation, into a deeper worship and a deeper prayer life and a deeper commitment and union with God, oneness. Hallelujah, Jesus. So if you're weak in some areas and you feel the need for prayer to be strengthened, we're here to touch in agreement with you. If you need salvation tonight, you know you're not where you should be. And God is saying, I'm shaking some stuff. And God wants to shake some stuff loose from your life. God wants to shake sin out of our lives. He wants to shake disobedience and rebellion off us. He wants to shake complacency. He wants to shake us again. Shake it off. God wants to shake us until we become white as snow, until we are clean. Hallelujah tonight. I don't know about you, but I need a shaking to happen in my life. And so we can pray tonight. And we can declare tonight over your life. And I know that God will answer and he will come true. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord, woman of God. This is us, Sister Packer. I really enjoyed that word. That word is very fruitful to all of us, and all of us need a shaking. Amen. So I'm calling to prepare. This is Sister Packer again. Amen. I do want to be what God wants me to be, but it looks like I've just been, I don't know, like I've been hindered or something. I don't know, but I'm asking God to expand me and open my eyes to what it is I need to see and the way I need to go. I'm asking you to join together with me, touching and agreeing, that God would do just that. And Jesus, I want a deeper revelation. I desire to go deep in the Lord. Thank you so much. God bless you, too. And God bless you, Harry Bandon Bradley and PNN. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight, God. Tonight, God, I lift this woman of God up to you.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, and I lift your servant up to you. God, you said, make her request be known unto you. God, you have stated our request before you tonight. When we come to stand in agreement, God, for elevation, we thank you tonight that every distraction, every demonic assignment that is assigned, God, to stop her from going to the next level, we come tonight to pull that down. We come tonight to render it useless and powerless. We thank you tonight, God, that she would receive revelation, knowledge, oh God, that you would let hot coals of fire touch her lips tonight as you did for iron side
yes,
of the prophet. Declare the fire of Jeremiah. Oh, God, be shut up in her bones, that the word of God would come forth like fire shut up in her bones, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, that you would open our spiritual eyes and open our spiritual ears tonight.
Yes,
God. In the name of Jesus. And I declare this word tonight, oh, God, that there is an anointing on this platform tonight. There is an anointing, oh, God, to take us into the next level. And I declare, woman of God, tonight, even as you have made your request known, oh, go shaman that abakanta. God heard you, and God, I'm going to do a work in you in the name of Jesus. I'm about to turn some things around in your favor, not naturally, but in the realm of the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, he said, I'm getting ready to use you in a mighty way, said the Lord. Thy God, most high God, in the Boshanda the Baka. And he said, because you have a hunger and you have a thirst for me, he said, I will quench the thirst and I will feed you with the bread of heaven that you want no more. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you now that you will mount up on wings like eagle, that you will run and not get weary, that you will walk in nothing. I pray that you give a hind feet, you will run with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank you, the most generous of higher, that you will put a new song in the mouth, God, and a two-edged sword in the hand, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the healing ministry that is inside of her. Bring it forth in Jesus' name. Oh, God, when she opened her mouth, let the word, God, God, bring clarity in the name of Jesus. The things that she needs to understand, we come in agreement tonight, God, that you would give a God understanding, God, and wisdom and knowledge, God, and great discernment in the name of Jesus.
So in the name of
Jesus. For your kingdom, Ashike, he called out of a host, they come down of a host. Almighty God, thank you, Lord God, for this vessel of honor, this vessel of clay that you've chosen in you. Hallelujah, God, thank you, oh God, for pushing us from the back to the front. And no more delay and no more denied about the spiritual things that she desire, God, that she will begin to see your hand move in her life this month, God, in this new month, that the anointing she's seeking, God, with double on her life. Double for all the trouble. Double, God, your blessings. In the name of oh, Rabba Shanda. Oh, God, release it now. As I stand, God, in agreement, I thank you, God, that manifestation will be seen. Manifestation, God, will be felt. And I thank you, God, for growth and strength in the woman of God life, that she will never be the same. Let this night be a night of transformation and change, God. Let it be a ship out of a host. In the name of Eko Shamanda. In the name of Jesus. And God, be sealed this prayer tonight against every backlash and every spirit of retaliation. And come out with the blood of Jesus in the household. In the mighty name of Jesus. And you will get the glory out of her life in Jesus' mighty name. And I seal it by saying amen. And we give the Boshanda Bahaya, God. We give the Boshanda, we give you the glory tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the victory tonight in the life of your people. Thank you for overcoming power, God. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, sinner. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else, people of God, anyone else desire prayer? Anyone else tonight? Come.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Hey, glory to God. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Betty. I'm calling in tonight, and I'm requesting prayer for Mary Davis. She's having a procedure tomorrow. And I'm also asking prayer for myself that God keeps strengthening me and bring me back so I can do his will.
Amen. You said Mary Davis?
Yes.
Amen. Father, as I come to petition you tonight, God, you gave me authority, and you gave us as the body of Christ authority and power over all the powers of the enemy. Father, tonight, in the name of Jesus, you gave us authority to pray in the name of Jesus. You said demons tremble at the sound of the name of Jesus. You said there is healing in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. Things are broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah on tonight.
Yes.
Father, as I lift my hands to thee tonight, No other help I know of. God, if you would draw
yes, God.
Woman of God, hallelujah, tell me where should we go? Tonight, God, go Moshataya. Go by the hospital bed tonight. You are the bomb in Gilead. You are the great physician. We come tonight to stand in agreement in the name of Jesus that you God. And touch your body right now. We declare God victory. Oh God, and the vocal shout doing the procedure. I declare God that she will come out. Oh God, I condemn that she went in. She shall live and not die. But
Thank you.
God power, Holy Ghost power, resurrection power, Pentecostal power, oh Master Jesus, oh my Jesus, the kingdom of heaven, suffering violence, but the Bible said that violence, you've got to get
thank you, Jesus.
Get up and give God a radical prayer, even though you feel like you care more. Put on a radical prayer to let the devil know my circumstances and situations will not have me bound, no longer bound, no more chains holding me. We pray the chains of sickness tonight. God be with you. Break it off your heart. Break it from around you. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus prevails. Say something. The blood of God tonight. The power in the blood.
I got another rosa.
For you.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Jesus.
Give it a sign to your house. Answer the plan.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
God, it's in the midst of what we're going through, where we can put on the real prayer. The midst of what we're going through, where we can bust up the string and say, God, I'm peaceful, but I'm going to dance. I'm going to give
you God.
I'm going to give you God. I'm going to shut up. I pray to you. My body feels like a can't move. But God, I'm going to muster up the strength to give you the glory tonight. He said, when your praises go up, then I will release the blessing. Somebody ought to give God the glory tonight.
Glory to God. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Glory to God. Come on, people of God. Open your mouth. Let's give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. Let's give him praise on tonight. Let's give him praise. Ah. Yeah, God. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices tonight. Hey, hey, hey. God, come on out of a higher. Come on and evil. Say, God, let's give him praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and lift them. Come on and lift them for the word. Come on and higher. Say, God. Hallelujah. Come on and lift them for the promises on tonight. Yeah, God, come on and lift them. Lift them for your healing on tonight. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Oh, glory. Open up those mouths on tonight. Glory to God. Give him praise. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. God. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Ah, yeah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not our will,
your will
tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your word is God. Yes, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You are worthy, God. You're worthy, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, mighty God, not let it show over me.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Anointing on this flesh.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the midst of us tonight, by your Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you're working on God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
The glory of the Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You deserve it, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh my God, yeah, Mirekea. Oh man, Sukuria Shata. Catigo shy, Shababunda Bakito. Help me, no, no, pushing in the Yatamande. God wants you to know tonight that he is in the midst. I had Lord said, I am in the midst of thee on this night. Oh, glory to God of Oshande. Ask of me what you will. Mandiro Oshimandere. Ask of me that you desire.
Thank you, Jesus.
And stand still and see my salvation. Stand still and watch me, Manshikea. I am not a God of far off. I am nigh unto you. Call unto me, Mandikura Boshababa. And I will show you great and mighty things. I am here to meet your need. I am here to tap in. Oh, God, into the resources of heaven, tap in tonight. There is a release over the Bakusha Manda. I
thank
hear
you,
God, that there is a release. If you believe him, you shall receive. Oh, God.
Jesus, thank you.
You shall have that which you ask if you walk up right before you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
For your blessings, God. It's your night to me, God. Say, I will draw nigh to you.
Jesus.
If you be willing and obedient, he said, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Oh, obedience, obedience, obedience.
90 seconds.
Obey, 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 obey.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
60 seconds.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. It is the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory to God. We give him praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you.
10 seconds.
We sell and thank you. Tell the Lord thank you, Lord. Oh, and I just want to thank you, Lord. One more time. Tell the Lord thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him. We give him praise on tonight for all that he's done. Truly, truly, the Lord has done us well. And we just thank him on tonight. We thank him for this word. Glory to God. This word of obedience unto the body of Christ at large. Amen. And we thank God on tonight. We thank God for his messenger on tonight. We bless him, people of God, for all that you have received on tonight. And truly we can say the Lord has done us well. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we just want to let you know that you can certainly get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. As we've already stated, it's absolutely free. You can get your copy tonight. Amen, Jesus. Get the two numbers that you can text are 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. As well, you can text us at 678-608-7234. Amen. Those that are listening internationally, you can certainly get a copy of the broadcast on tonight by texting us via is that same number, 678-608-7234. 7234. Amen. We do bless the Lord on tonight, people of God. We thank you. We thank you for joining us. We just admonish you to can all that you get. Amen. All that you have gotten on tonight, glory to God, just hold it. Hold it close. Savor what the Lord has done for you on tonight. Truly, the Lord has visited us on tonight, and we give him thanks and we give him praise. Amen, Jesus. I tell you, glory be to God, our hearts are uplifted on tonight. I don't know about you, amen, but our hearts are uplifted on tonight. Amen. We thank God for this word of correction. Glory to God. Amen. Causing us to look into our lives, amen, and those things that, amen, are idolized, amen, glory to God, that we may not know. But we thank God for the word on tonight has come to shed light so that we can look into our lives and see those things, amen, Jesus, that are distractions unto us. We just give God thanks and we give God praise for those of you that are sending in your requests. Amen. We'll get that to you, amen, as expeditiously as possible. People of God, as you get these copies of the broadcast, please, ma'am, please, sir, do send them out. Send them out to somebody so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Someone else, amen, is looking for the way. Someone else is looking, amen, Jesus, for the light. And we thank God for the light of this gospel, amen, that is preached on this line. We give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. Truly, 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 again, the Lord has done us well. And we thank God for each of you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Woman of God, we just want to, amen, Jesus, have a word of prayer. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God again for the word. Thank you for availing yourself on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Much virtue given out on tonight. And we pray, people of God, let's look toward our speaker on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We praise you on tonight. We thank you for your servant. We thank you for your word on tonight. Father, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you've said. We thank you, glory to God, for your word that has come to give light, for your word that has come to deliver on tonight. Father, we bless you. We are, glory to God, we honor you on tonight. And we just, dear Lord, we just want to say thank you one more time. We just come to say thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We thank you tonight, Father, for your servant. Now we're asking that you would look upon your servant tonight. Look upon the woman of God. Glory to God. We're asking this night that you would restore virtue unto her, even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking, oh God, for the fresh breath of your anointing. Breathe upon her fresh, oh God. Restore unto her, glory to God, hallelujah, hundredfold, oh God, and all that she's given out to your people. We're asking that you would breathe upon her and strengthen her now. We're asking that you would breathe upon her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you would breathe upon her new life, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you now, God. We're asking you to look favorably upon your servant now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon our glory to God. Look upon the altar of our heart on tonight. And we're asking that you would meet every need on tonight. Meet every desire on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for making every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, we're thanking you for blessings. We're thanking you for great grace on tonight towards your servant. We thank you now. We glorify you. We honor you tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we say have your way in her life. Have your way in her life on tonight. Glory to God. Have your way. Let your divine will be done. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we love you tonight. We appreciate you tonight. We thank you for your gift to the body of Christ on tonight. Father, we're asking you to cause your face to shine upon her. Cause your face, glory to God, to shine upon her. Oh God, make, oh God, straight the way. Make light the way, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory tonight. And Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, to hide her behind your precious cross. Father, cause your shed blood to cover her. Cover her and she shall be covered, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. We do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid it right now in the name of Jesus. We declare, we decree that there shall be no retaliation, oh God, and we give you thanks. We give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. We count all these things done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory to God. Amen on tonight. And we bless the Lord on tonight again, people of God. We bless him. Glory to God. We thank you for your time. We thank you for your attentiveness on tonight. Amen. We do bless God. Amen. Again, we can truly say that the Lord has done us well. Amen. Truly the Lord has done us well. We're grateful for it on tonight. Amen. Jesus, again, get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. Do tell somebody about the PNN. Amen. Jesus, come back tomorrow. Glory to God. Come on back tomorrow. Amen. Bring somebody with you. Tell somebody, amen, about the PNN. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to let you know as well, people of God, that on January, glory to God, on January the 27th and 28th, glory be to God, I will be in a two-night revival. Amen, Jesus, in the Tallahassee area. Amen, at the Outpour Worship Center. We will endeavor, amen, Jesus, to broadcast live, amen, from the services. Again, that's January 27th and January 28th. It will be starting at 7 o'clock. Amen. It'll be starting at 7 o'clock. We will be making the announcements. We will adjust our program so that you can be a part of the revival services. Again, it's January 27th, January 28th. Amen, Jesus. Do get the flyer. Amen, Jesus. If you would like to have a copy of the flyer, amen, Jesus, we can certainly send it to you. When you text, amen, or should you text for the broadcast, just let us know that you would like to have a copy of the flyer to send it to someone. Amen, Jesus. We got to spread the word to get the word, amen, Jesus, so that the people can come. So if you would like to have a copy of the flyer, we'll certainly get that out to you so that you can help promote, amen, the revival, amen, and all that the Lord is doing. It is a two-night glory revival, and we give God thanks and praise. It is put forth by the Women of Destiny Outreach Ministry there in Tallahassee, Florida. Amen. So, again, if you would like to have a copy to help spread it to someone that you know that's in the area, amen, or just even in your area, if you come in, amen, wherever you're coming from, come on out, people of God, to be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. We do bless God. We thank God again for the word on tonight. People of God, let us govern our hearts accordingly. Amen. To the word. And do get your copy. Amen. Get your copy. Listen to it again. Amen, Jesus. And we say amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to, woman of God, turn it back over to you. Amen, Jesus, for the blessing of the line. Glory to God. People of God, we do thank you again tonight for your time, for your attentiveness. Amen, Jesus. At this time, we're going to turn it over to prophetess for the blessing of the line. Amen, and for the dismissal.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, fire the nation, Jesus. Oh, glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Need a motion, yes, God. I give God the master. Jesus, help me tonight. Give God the glory and the praise on tonight. Hallelujah. His presence upon this line and upon this people. I do magnify him tonight for releasing an anointing to break and destroy yokes. And he showed up to do a work. He just doesn't show up because he can show up. He showed up to meet needs tonight. And if you have placed your petition before the Lord on this night, I believe without the shadow of a doubt that God had heard you and you should see results. There was the night of an awakening, the spirit of a revival is released tonight in the name of Jesus. So God has, in the beginning of this year, reviving us, reviving people into a line, reviving. And I think yes, God has feel the spirit of revival. Hallelujah, God, in my bones. I feel, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost, I'm shaking like a leaf. I'm high up the hole to really be able to keep myself still, because they're, I'm just, when the anointing comes upon me like that, I just start shaking. I can't control it. Because the, oh, shut terrible host, because the power of God takes over. But tonight, I believe that each and every one of us were blessed tonight by the word of God. I know I was blessed, even though, you know, I haven't looked at it a long time. From the time I wrote it, this is the first time from God gave it to me that I'm really dealing with it self in there, because many times I've been distracted by phone. Many times I've been distracted, bless his name, and you know, God would tell me that, you know, when you go on your job, you have to pay attention to what your boss they do. And you can't be distracted by, some people can't use their phone while they're at work. And so, you know, he said to me, but we come in the house of God and we feel like it's okay to disrespect his presence and disrespect, you know, the speaker. You can't do that in other places. And so he was just dealing with me radically, with me. And he told me to just share it, because a lot of people are going through and dealing with the same thing. And don't think nothing about it. Even with our kids, don't think nothing about it. But the God is holy, and he requires holiness, and he requires our undivided attention. It's not according to how we feel or what we think, it's what he expects and what he wants us to do. And that is obey. And so let us get rid of everything that is taking our time away from the word, from worship, from our prayer life. Let us get rid of anybody that is not a sign, that is causing us not to be focused. Anything, this is the year to be focused and to be committed like we have never done before. God is looking for focused, committed people. You can't be half-stepping. You can't be in the middle ground. You can't be. You have to be hot or be cold, not lukewarm, because God said, I'm going to vomit you out. I'm going to spew you out. I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth, and we don't want that. And so I want to encourage you tonight, and every one of us, including myself, let's go higher and let's draw closer in this hour in Jesus' name. Now, God, we thank you for everyone present on this line, for every nation gathered to hear you, for how you move upon us and among us tonight. We want to say, yes, God, we want to thank you for this and this lifeline tonight in every area, in Facebook, wherever people are connected tonight, that, God, they were blessed and they were encouraged to go higher. They were encouraged to draw closer. They were encouraged to obey you, God. Oh, God, we pray for PNN and prayer line that would grow from grace to grace and from glory to glory. For our leader, God, Evangelist Bradley, tonight, that you will continue to strengthen her and keep her and use her mightily, God, even when she goes to minister, God, that you would be upon her by fire, God, that you would let your word come forth with power and authority in the name of Jesus. As we stand in agreement on this line tonight, we pray that you cover her PNN advisors and her prayer warriors in the name of Jesus, that there's a time out to be present, to help with this work that the Lord has put in her spirit. Father, I thank you now, God, that you cover every home that is, God, tonight, the whole Sunday, yes, God, that is represented. Glory to God on this line with the blood of Jesus against every backlash, every spirit of retaliation, every regional spirit, every demonic attack. We declare the blood of Jesus as a weapon of mass destruction and to cover us, God. Cover every car, every household, every job, every business, everyone's children, grandchildren, families. God, cover us with the blood. God, when we go out and when we come and cover us with the blood, God, driving along and flying in the air, on the boat, wherever, transportation, cover it with the blood of Jesus. Cover the streets with the blood of Jesus. Cover us, oh God, from mass shooting and drive-by shooting and guns and violence. We want to thank you for your hedge of protection around our homes and around the ministries and churches. We want to thank you tonight for loving us so much and for keeping us and preserving us to see another year and another day, and until we meet again, go with us, go before us, and let no weapon formed against any one of these people that has come tonight and hear you in Jesus' name. And they seal this tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. People of God, that does conclude our broadcast on tonight. Again, don't forget to get your text messages in so that we can get this broadcast to you as quickly as possible. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you on behalf of, amen, our PNN advisors, amen, Jesus, myself. We say thank you. God bless you. And we love you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.